This is the problem. A panda wants to lose weight to become the dragon warrior. Shifu shouts at Po. Then why didn't you quit? You knew I was trying to get rid of you, and yet you stayed. Shifu shouts at Po. Yeah, I stayed. Po gets to his feet. I stayed because though every time you threw a brick at my head or said I smelled hurt, Shifu stares at him. But it could never hurt more than it did every day of my life just being me. Po pauses. Shifu is in a stunned silence. I stayed because I thought if anyone could change me, could make me not me, it was you, the greatest kung fu teacher in all of China. Shifu says, but I can't change you. Shifu tells him, I can turn you into the dragon warrior, and I will. Hi Tiger, I'm Spuds. Welcome to So Odd Whiskas, the podcast. I believe me time session is having self-care activities when you're alone. What do? When you're alone? You don't have to beat yourself up. Your journey to being yourself makes you more compassionate and understanding how love and life is important because you made yourself important. Let's begin the episode. Kung Fu Panda Lesson, Defeating Imposter Syndrome. Hi-ya! Imposter syndrome, according to Psychology Today, means people that struggle and believe they are not worthy of their accomplishments and success for being themselves. They tend to dim the light and share all the praise and success to others, that it wasn't their own talent or presence that got them to where they are now. It was because of other people. The difference between being humble and having imposter syndrome is that these people can't defend themselves. Especially if someone belittles them, they allow that person to belittle them even more because they don't feel good enough at all. Surprisingly, imposter syndrome can happen to all of us, especially to great minds and when we are experiencing joy in our life, including you, Tiger. Think of the times when we are given good opportunities and when we have good people and we take them or those things for granted. It's not them that's the issue. We just don't feel like we can live up to the potential. It's simply we can't even answer or guarantee at that moment. How do we know everything? How certain are we that we can be stable and keep things in our life together? One thing I've learned from the poor is that they gain big happiness from little joys like a toy or a movie. And surprisingly, they could have said a better answer, like world peace or their family. But it's not that they don't fear judgment. The poor know they will be judged by others heavily, and they sometimes make it into comedy. They just know life doesn't have to be easy, but they can choose now to be happy. In connection with imposter syndrome, the struggle may not be seen physically, but it's an emotional and even mental burden. It can even go to financial or even spiritual problem because you'd rather see celebrities, compare yourself to other people, and follow them than being in your own skin. Kung Fu Panda is a 2008 animation film. It's a panda that can't lose weight, but needs to be a kung fu master, even if he's fat. And if you have seen that movie, remember the scene when Po asked Shifu, how can you make me the dragon warrior? He looks at Shifu with his belly jiggles. How? How? Ho, in remorse, looks at Shibu, and he really sounds like, "You know I'm a loser. Tai Lung is headed this way, and how are you going to change me?" He looks at Shibu. Ho really believes he's a loser. He's not worthy of respect until he pleases somebody else. Shibu is the greatest Kung Fu master of all China, and Po is a fan of him. But Shibu replied, "I don't know! I don't know!" In this scene, he wasn't denying Po's feelings. Shibu also has doubts. Will Po even make it or die trying? That's where a lot of imposter syndrome tend to show when the results still ain't showing. And there are many problems not solved. It may sound nonsensical and stressful not to see your progress, but like Shibu, I thought if I keep doing things, giving things, and teaching anyone about self-care in Zawadwa's Spuds, that will solve not just my problems, but everyone's problems. The world will be safe again. But that's not how reality works. Even if you are Shibu, or you know someone who needs to be trained like Po, you also know that that person needs to work for himself. And Shibu is also imperfect too. Can you imagine? He is also mean and impatient with Po. So Tiger, you can solve your problem. But like Po, it just means your training doesn't end after the fight. Every day, you'll be training and feel the struggle to continue being yourself. And that is challenging, especially in the movie's most hopeless scene. Remember, Shibu's last resort to help Po was to give him the sacred scroll with magical powers that will change the universe and your reality forever. Well, that's what people think. But I guess you want to know what happens next. The villain Tai Lung was headed towards the town. The Furious Five failed to stop him. The villagers preparing for the worst are abandoning their homes. And when Po received from Shibu the sacred scroll with magical powers, the grand reveal finally happens. Po opens the scroll and sees inside is empty. It's been empty all this time. The scroll is empty. Oh no. And Shibu is like, "What?" But Tai Lung is after the sacred scroll and ready to kill anyone getting out of his way, including Po and Shibu. Po panics, while Shibu knows he is going to face his failure and mortal enemy, his ex-son. "Po, leave," Shibu disappointedly tells him. He looks at Po with a sad look, knowing he really failed and he really can't change Po. Any teachers here? You know the feeling of letting your students down and telling them to give up on their dreams? That must have been hard for Shibu. Po continues to feel validated that he really is a sore loser. Losing everything he had, not getting what he wanted, and even running away from his duties. Now, as sad as this story sounds, when Po realizes he failed and turned to his father randomly told him, "This is the perfect time to tell you about my secret sauce." Po was like, "This isn't the time. I failed big right now. I'm disappointed in my life here, Dad. Read the room." "You really decided to tell me now your secret sauce, Dad?" Marco hesitated, rolling his eyes. But his father insisted, but, ho, ask me what's the secret sauce.
Before we continue, if you haven't yet, Tiger, we'd like to invite you to click the subscribe button on Sword with Scuds in your favorite music app. Every Wednesday, we'll have more episodes and surprises for you to roar your inner voice. Let's get back to the episode.
So Poe asked, but still hesitant, what's your secret sauce? And when his father said, there isn't a secret sauce. To make something special, you just have to believe it's special. Poe was like, what? The big revelation is, it was just his father knowing he loves to cook. And he's a duck. And Poe realized, looking back at the sacred scroll, there is no text, but only a reflection of himself, like the scroll was just a mirror. He repeats his father's words, there is no secret sauce. Revelation, kapow! It's just him being himself and knowing he loves kung fu, even with a big, fluffy belly. He lives his life authentically, being true to himself, even if he knows he needs training. So, while Poe realizes his destiny, Shifu is being beaten down by Tai Lung, taunting him, old man, where's the secret scroll? Shifu is about to die. Until Poe comes to the rescue and he says, "Wahya!" But first he breathes, in this kind of awkward situation, of panting and complaining, like, whew, stares. Just breathe, Poe. He looks like he's having an asthma attack. Damn you, stares. Tai Lung is shocked to see Poe. You're a panda. He's a panda. Looking at Shifu like, you expect me to believe that miracles exist even for a big, fat panda? And Poe even adds a jiggle to his belly. Like it's a dance comment, you know, I love food too. Tai Lung wasn't happy at all. He wasn't happy that all this time, his hard work was not credited. And his replacement to be the dragon warrior is a big fat panda. With his rage, Poe and Tai Lung fist fight. They belly fight. And even butt sit fight. Not a pretty sight for Tai Lung. As Poe ends him with his big, mighty pinky. Skadoosh, Poe says in victory. Yeah, Poe wins. China smells his success with the win. It's like a fart. Embarrassingly, you have to admit, Poe won. Looking back at that movie, it was very funny. But everyone can relate to the characters. People will test you as the dragon warrior. Are you even fit for the job? Fighting imposter syndrome means you're not only undergoing up and down, but continuous endless meanings in life and knowing you are worthy and you belong in this room. Even if you can't answer it or don't know how, and people like Shifu and the Furious Five will, you know, always test you like, you shouldn't be here and you don't belong here. It's seeing yourself in the mirror that you exist and you live authentically to being yourself. There is no secret sauce. Defeating imposter syndrome is really like you're living everyday light pose. So number one, defeating imposter syndrome, you have to train like Po and have a growth mindset. This means you may not eat. You may be late for training. You see Shifu and others like judging you up and down, being disappointed in you. And basically, you will ask the secret sauce to get away with anything and just, it may not give you right away the things you want or what you are looking for, but you earned wisdom to be consistent and understand the responsibilities you are carrying. Rather than having a fixed mindset, if you fail, you are a loser in everything. A growth mindset takes effect that you can learn from anything, even with your failures. Be prepared to train and learn every day. Train like Po. Number two, defeating imposter syndrome means you are present with others. People will see you in your ups and downs, but people that are there during your struggles appreciate you're also participating and still present. Remember the previous bonus session, Tiger? Using your emotions? Emotions tend to make people important and be remembered even longer. And it carries yes and no with how you communicate your feelings. But emotions can make you stupid. Not gonna lie, we all have said stupid things because we were too emotional than logical. So this means when you're passing late deadlines, having an uncomfortable lifestyle, maybe you are being overwhelmed with a lot of stress and critics from others. Going to the last number, number three, defeating imposter syndrome means leaving with positivity and curiosity. It's okay not to know everything. Remember, Tiger, even if you are questioning life and people you don't like, acknowledge your practice means you're still curious. There are moments you have to take risks and still be like, so what? I'm going to be brave and do myself a favor and let people see me do the task. But also acknowledge the people in the room. They may react differently to how you really are feeling. And a good way to still leave a room, especially to still train together, even if you have doubts, is to really use your love language. Listen or take note about the five love language in the previous episode from this show. Because you are going to use your love language to also validate other people that they're good or they're having a purpose of why you're still training. You still have to be curious about how they practice their skills, about how they continue to be motivated, or what their goals in life are. Yeah, they may not reciprocate, but the only emotion you really want to lead people is positivity and curiosity. You may not like them or uncomfortable around certain people, but you are still curious to learn from them. It would be nice if you have the Furious Five and Shifu to have a good support system around you. Science has shown if you have a community of like-minded people, it can really help to stimulate not just your mental, but your emotional way of validating yourself in your training. And like Po, you can't keep using food as your number one motivation. Being curious and positive means you really have to get out of your comfort zone and have good people around you to support you and talk about your struggles. Let people know, Tiger. Number one, you have a growth mindset. Number two, you are present with others. Number three, you want to leave with positivity and curiosity when you're talking to people. Remember, there is no secret sauce, just you. We like to end this episode, Tiger, with the ending to Kung Fu Panda. After defeating Tai Lung, what did Po do next? Po goes back to his ultimate frenemy, the stairs. Again, he climbs the stairs, heavily breathing, and doesn't even want to be in the stairs in the first place, but he does it for the countless times. And he finally checks on Shifu, whom he finds unconscious and seen dead on the ground. Po screams, "Shifu!" Shifu slowly breathes, "Am I dead now?" Po reassures, "No, master, I defeated Tai Lung." Shifu smiles at him. Shifu closes his eyes again. Po is shocked and says, "Master Shifu! Shifu! No, 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 don't die! Shifu, please!" Shifu opens his eyes in annoyance. "I'm not dying, you idiot!" Humorously calms down, dragon, warrior, relaxes and folds his hands over his chest. "I am simply at peace. Finally." Po lies down and after some time, they stare at the ceiling. Po rumbles and grumbles his tummy and asks Master Shifu, "Want to get something to eat?" Shifu awakes in annoyance. "Ugh." Yeah, Po is happy that they can eat food again. Remember, you could listen to the bonus odd sessions from this show or enjoy self-care on your own. But if this is where we part ways, thank you for spending oddly your time with me, Tiger. I'm Scuds, and you've been listening to So Odd with Scuds, the podcast. You can follow So Odd on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. We give updates there. Link is in the show notes below. So we appreciate your messages, listening, and telling us your favorite episode. We love to hear your reviews, Tiger. Go to Apple Podcasts, subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. Join me next week, Wednesday and or Thursday, for another So Odd session. I'm Bing, and my language means take care. So, Tiger, I'm Bing.